Beitza, Perigimel Mishnah Vov. We've gone through some of the malachas that are necessary in order to have fresh meat to eat on Yom Tov. Bishul and Afia, certainly malachas Echol Nefesh. Even Shechita, which is a step before preparing the meat to be eaten, is also malachas Echol Nefesh. But now we have something else, only on the Rabbonadika level, but we have a different impediment to having fresh meat, and that is that most times a person doesn't eat, especially if meat should be eaten fresh for Yom Tov, most times the person doesn't eat a whole behemoth by himself. We hope not. So therefore, what they would do is they would have 20, 30, 40 people, like you have by Korban Pesach. The standard, the Gemara says, was 30 people on one shepsula for one meal. So figure over a few meals, you need on one animal at least 10, 15 people. So you would have to make like a subscription. And that's what they did in the Shtetlach in Europe. Before Yom Tov, they would have people that would buy portions from the butcher, who would then go out, buy a cow, and shecht it. There should be flesh for Yom Tov. So the problem is that all that goes into the Rabbonin Dika definitions of Mekach u'Memkar b'Shabbos. So the Memel on Yom Tov, there's this concern. Mekach u'Memkar certainly is also on Yom Tov as well. There's a concern with the Achilas Basar, that there has to be a parameter of what's mutter and what's also. So that's what our mission is going to concern itself with. Ein nimnin ala behemel lechatchila b'yom tif means to make up that subscription, a minui, like we had by Korban Pesach, to be monui ala Pesach. Over here it means to be monui on the subscription of what the butcher is going to share. That's also. Aval nimnin oleo me'erev yom tif. You're allowed to create the subscription on Erev Yom Tov. Now, this is inherent in the ratio. It says, which means that if it already was organized Erev Yom Tov, the fact that the butcher is going to shecht the meat, the animal for meat on Yom Tov, and now you're giving it out, he has two portions, he has three portions, he has the front, he has the back, he gets the flanken, he gets this cut of meat and that cut of meat, all that, is not a problem. But the Mishnah repeats itself, Nimnin Olam Erev Yom Tov, V'Sheichetim, U'Mechalkim B'Neim, I'll pee the orders. It is Mekchum Emkar, but it's lower level Mekchum Emkar because you're not setting up the subscription, Me'erev Yom Tov. Pashtus, normally this type of thing would be Aser, Alt Mekchum Emkar on Shabbos, but it doesn't normally Shtel Zechayis, because on Shabbos, what would you be doing that would be Mutter Alt Malacha? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, he has a detail, Sheikel Odom Basar, Keneged HaKli, Oy Keneged HaKupitz. One of the ways that the minui would take place is he's going to take 1 pound of meat, he's going to take 2 pounds of meat, he's going to take 2.5 pounds. So what are you going to do? You're going to find from Erev Yom Tov a kli, some type of weight, or not a weight itself, because that you can't use on Yom Tov. You can't weigh up with a scale. The way they would weigh is you would put the meat on one side, and you would have a measure, a midah, that you would put on the other side. The Torah has safeguards in place that doing Mekchu Memka with Mishkoi Lois carries with it Nasein, a special Lois Hasei, if it's not 100% accurate, besides for the Gezel. So over here you can't use the weights because the weight is Mamish Derechu Mekchu Memka. The way to do it with the Shinui, so to speak, that should be Nikr, that Yom Tov is different, is you do Shoikel Adam on a scale, Boso Keneged HaKli, or Keneged HaKupetz. A Kupetz is a knife that's used for cutting meat. So you can use that as the counterweight to see how much it weighs. You can't use a scale on Yom Tov. That's already stepping over the bounds into proper Mekchu Memkar. It can't be done. There were guys around that. You'll have to find a different way to measure accurately how much you're giving out. The Rav adds a detail from the Gemara. The Lashon of the Mishnah is interesting. B'kaf mazayim kol iker, at all. So the Rav adds, "Vafil lishma abosim nachbaran." Even if you're not weighing, using a scale on Shabbos or Yom Tov is echta maleches mekachum emka. So that can't be used at all, even if you're only putting it there because it's a safe place to store it high up from animals. Mishnah Zayin: Ein mashchizin es hasakin b'Yom Tov. One is not allowed to sharpen a knife. Hashchozah sakinim is sharpening a knife. It's a isid luchayre deraisa, like tikkun moneh. But here, Mamish preparing a kli for it to be able to use effectively, it's makom batish. So that's awesome. Now, l'cha'oira, the only way to shecht, is only by having a sharp knife. So l'cha'oira, shechting a sharp knife, if necessary, l'cha'oira should be melech ha'zeichel nefesh. So this is what's called, we'll have this later on in Peg Dalid. This is what's called the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim about machshire oichol nefesh. The Gemara is going to dash in later on that the pasuk says acha shei oichol lechol nefesh hu levada yeyosa lochem. The Gemara dash in that the word hu acha shei oichol lechol nefesh hu levada. When it said levada yeyosa lochem, hu means hu v'loy machshirov. That itself is meleches oichol nefesh and not that which is necessary. And it's a very important point. In Lomdus, this is one of the most important yesoidos in Maseches Beitz, and that is that Meleches Eichel Nefesh is not the Torah telling you that a melacha is mutter mipnei atzorich. There's no tchi over here. It's not a say deich alois asay. The say of Eichel Nefesh, of Simchas Yomtiv, is deich the lois asay of doing melacha. Now the pshat is a melacha which is be'etzem Eichel Nefesh is be'etzem not melacha yomtiv. So we mentioned the beginning of Perek Gimel in our Hakdama, where we went through the Shitz Rishonim. There are melachos, let's say the Ramban's definition of there are melachos that are melachos avoido, that are done as part of the work day, and there are melachos eichel nefesh. Melachos eichel nefesh, not melachos avoido. Or if you want to say a different definition, something which is a tzorich yomtiv is yomtiv, that it's not a ma'isa melacha. Vidishvi, melachos eichel nefesh is a way of defining that ma'isa. So the Torah is saying, hu v'loy machshirov, the necessity of having this knife for shechita is not matir. Sharpening a knife is not be'etzem melechas oichol nefesh. We'll see later on, Yitz Hashem and Perek Dal, that this is a machlokes tanoim. The mission over here is being soisim, that hu v'loy machshiv. We'll add one more detail, because it's discussed over here in the poskim, and that is, in the basic definition of what's called melechas oichol nefesh be'etzem, and what's called only a prerequisite, machshiri oichol nefesh. So here we have an example. Preparing a knife for the shechita that you're allowed to do. It's similar, by the way, if you think about it, the very same idea you have in Perek Beleza Demila in Shabbos, where the idea of preparing the knife to use for Mila is not part of Mitzvah's Mila. Anything that's necessary for Mitzvah's Mila is mutter. It's not a melacha on Shabbos. Mila is not a melacha. Mashenge is something which is necessary for Mila, that's also. We'll have more cases like we said in Perek Dal. Let's just point out one example. Making a fire. And here's a kasha that Gedolei Achronim grapple with. Making a fire is not preparing food. Havara on Shabbos is, on Yom Tov is mutter. It's melachas eichel nefesh. It's one of the prime melachos of eichel nefesh. It might even be, we discussed the end of Perek Aleph, that it could be that with mitoich, it's mutter even ba'ifin where it's not a tzorich of eichel nefesh. So how is it that making a fire, which l'chayr is a prerequisite for cooking, it's not the cooking itself. So why is that not the same thing as preparing the knife to shecht, making the fire to cook? That's a good kasha. But what you see is that Chazal understood that the Torah defines making a fire as something inherently shayach to the cooking process. Tikkun moneh, tikkun akli, is not something that be'etzem is shayach to the food preparation process. It's readily understandable. What's a little bit difficult to understand over here is the second part of this din. One is not allowed to sharpen the knife. Avo masio al gabe chavetu. You're allowed to rub it al gabe chavetu. Normally, in order to prepare a knife for shechita, you need a special stone. That's the way they used to sharpen knives. But what happens if you rub it one against another just to give it a little bit of preparation? It's not professional, but it could be done well enough. L'chayra, the reason why it's mutter, is because you'll have to say the Mashkizan Sasakin is only Durabonon, and they were matir something which they wouldn't be matir with a shinoi mipnei simchas yomtiv, mipnei oichel nefesh. Hard to understand. But the way we just explained it, Mashkizan Sasakin should be deraisa. You'll have to say that there's a chiddush here, which is not usually the case, where something is also mideraisa and we're matir b'shinoi. Normally, as a rule of thumb, whenever mipnei atzorich on Shabbos or Yom Tov will be matir some type of melacha, it usually means that it's derabonon in the first place. And they waived the restriction, the derabonon, because of some type of outstanding tzorich. To say over here that they took an issur derais and they will matir it with a shinu is a chiddush. Lo yoma odom letabach. Shkoli bedinner basa. One should not say to a butcher, right in the same vein, to say to the butcher who's shechting, and he's selling, well, we just had a Mishnah of, Shkoli bedinner basa. You're not allowed to tell him, weigh out for me a dinner's worth of basa. But he's allowed to shecht. Then he's allowed to divide it. He's allowed to say, I need a fourth of the animal, a third of the animal. Lechet is really the same thing that we had in Mishnah Vav. So you have to say the Mefarshim add over here. You'll have to say that the first Mishnah was talking about the waiting Shaboy and the preparing the subscriptions, like we said, the minui of the behemoth. And over here we're talking about even where it's not done as a kinyan, mamish as a business transaction, but he's just informing him how much he needs. That also would be also, because the amira is derech mekomemka, even if it's not mamish a subscription or preparing it with weights. So you have to do it in a way where he's just meidim how much meat he needs without mamish telling him a weight or an amount or making a subscription.